The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he's offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. It's one of the most disturbing lines in all the Gospels. The hour is coming when people who kill you will think they're offering worship to God. And it raises a really disturbing question. If people can think they're doing God's will and get it so spectacularly wrong, well then, how do you know you're not getting it so spectacularly wrong? How do you know that you're doing God's will when you think you're doing God's will? Well, it raises an enormous subject of great importance, and that's the subject of spiritual discernment. Let's talk a little bit about that here this morning. There's two spirits in the world. There is the Holy Spirit, and there is the evil spirit, the devil, and all the fallen angels. Two spirits in the world, and discernment between those two spirits is usually very difficult. That is not God's fault or the Holy Spirit's fault. It is the fault of our own fallen human condition by which we're so inclined to sin and to do our own will. Which leads me to just a little aside. I have to just throw this out. In recent years, more people have told me that they have direct revelations from Christ than at any other time that I've ever been a priest. The explosion of this in recent years, people who say that Jesus has appeared to them or spoke of them directly in what's called a locution, or, you know, spoken crystal clear in some kind of special dream. And just to save us both time in the future, just in case this ever happens to you, I wanted to tell you what St. John of the Cross has to say about what to do in such circumstances. It might, John of the Cross, the highest authority in our church in this area, might surprise you to know that John of the Cross says that if you have some sort of direct vision or revelation from Christ, you should strive to ignore it. You say, wait a minute, strive to ignore it. Jesus appeared to me, spoke to me directly in my ear, tried to get my attention. How dare I strive to ignore it? Well, do you know why he says ignore it? He says because your capacity to be deceived is so great. That's not Jesus' fault. That's our fault. First of all, it could not be from Christ at all. The devil himself can disguise himself as an angel of light. But even if it is Christ, our ability to muddy the waters of what God wants to send is very, very great. So he says, strive to ignore it, but if it persists, talk to somebody about it to make sure that you're not discerning badly. And, you know, that's simply because discernment is usually very difficult and time-consuming. Now, some discernment's easy. For example, the Holy Spirit is never going to ask you to commit a sin. You can be sure that's not from God, if you feel so inclined. The Holy Spirit is also never going to ask you to neglect your basic duties. You know, he's never going to ask a mother to neglect her family for some project outside the home. He's never going to ask a priest to neglect his parish for some little project he wants to take up. I knew a seminarian in the seminary flunked out of his classes because he didn't do his homework. You know, but he was fasting. He was fasting all day long. He's not listening to the Spirit. Some discernment's easy. You're never going to commit a sin. You're never going to neglect your duties. But other discernment's a lot harder. And that's because the evil spirit and the Holy Spirit speak to us in different ways based on the state of your soul. If you're living in a state of sin, if you're in a state of mortal sin, the evil spirit will try to console you to keep you there. It's the evil spirit who will say to you, "It's okay. Nobody's being hurt by this. It's none of their business. It's not that bad. Everybody's doing it. You deserve this." Anything to keep you walking down the path of sin. Well, it's the Holy Spirit that'll try to disturb you with little pricks of conscience to try to jolt you back into God's service and a good confession. But when you're in the state of grace, the reverse is the case. It's the Holy Spirit that consoles you with deep peace that this world cannot fake, and deep sense of joy and a deep sense of consolation that you can't get anywhere in the world. That's the voice of the Holy Spirit. Whereas the evil spirit is the one, in this case, that's trying to upset you. On the outside, trying to get in with fear and threats and force and compulsion. And by the way, whenever anybody has to threaten you and force you to gain your compliance, you can be absolutely certain that what they're proposing is not in your best interests. The Holy Spirit, by contrast, always inspires us, proposes ideas, like Ignatius of Loyola, when he was recuperating in the hospital, read the lives of the saints. And the voice inside of him from the Holy Spirit said, "Why not you? Why not now? You can do this." That's because the evil spirit always wants you to be a slave, whereas the Holy Spirit always wants you to be free. And that's why Jesus says the church will always be persecuted. Because the evil spirit wants to control and threaten and compel and force in fear. But the children of God are not afraid. And so, what evil cannot control, evil attacks. And in one fashion or another, the church will always be persecuted. Discernment is a very, very difficult subject, but here's a principle that you can also consider just to keep in mind. God leads by holy desires. Ignatius of Loyola tells a story of one of his brothers who was trying to discern this or that, didn't know what God's will was. Ignatius said, "Go to the chapel for 2 hours, and while you're there, pray that you'll be delivered from all self-interest. Be absolutely objective and disinterested." And then he says, "Then do what you desire." Because the Spirit leads by desires. Now, I don't recommend you do that. I really don't. Because I think that still, after 2 hours, your capacity to want what you want to be very, very strong. So here's another story. A seminarian, back in the seminary, wasn't sure he was supposed to be a priest, to know what God wanted. And this was his prayer. This I recommend. He prayed, "God, if this is your will, you put your desire into my heart." That's a good prayer. "Lord, if this is your will, you put your desire into my heart." God leads by holy desires. And when you follow them, great, great things can happen. First reading, Paul and Silas follow the Holy Spirit to Philippi, and there they baptize Lydia. First baptism of a Christian on the continent of Europe. Change the course of history. So may we learn to discern, to hear God's voice, and to do it. Amen.